This is Unresolved Sexual Tension, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated She and contains the pairing Poe Dameron, Finn Rey, with additional tags for post-movie, pre-episode 8, fluff, humor, and was written for a prompt on the Force Awakens kink meme. Summary. Everyone on the Resistance base wants Poe and Finn and Rey to get together already. The unresolved sexual tension is just terrible. Unresolved. Well? Snap says. Jess sighs and drops her head into her hands. I locked Poe and Rey into the supply closet on the yellow corridor. You know the one. Snap sighs happily. I know it well. Ugh, I locked them in and told them I was going to find a locksmith droid. And they spent 2 criffin' hours doing inventory and telling horrible jokes. Snap winces. Ow. They weren't even must! Jess wails. A supply closet? Really? That's even a cliche in First Order bases, Finn says, laughing. And we'd already used it last week, Rey replies, grinning, from where she is draped over Poe's other shoulder. Hmm, says Poe, with a rather dreamy grin on his face. Yep, you won that argument. Finn chuckles. Yep, she really is that flexible. No thanks, says Finn. I'll just sit this one out. But, says Jess desperately. Nah, I don't like alcohol, Finn says, clapping Poe on the shoulder as he stands. You have fun, buddy. Sure thing, Poe says, grinning up at him. One of the other pilots muffles an aww noise. Right then, I'll drink Finn's share. Spin the bottle, Rey says incredulously. What, that children's kissing game you told us about? Really? I think Jess is getting a little desperate, Poe says smugly. And I outdrank her. And you're drunk, Rey says. Come on to bed, flyboy. Snuggly Finn and Rey, Poe says, collapsing between them and starting to snore almost immediately. Such romance, Finn says, grinning across Rey's back at Poe. Well, did it work? Major Calloan Emmett asks Dr. Colonia. It was going so well, she replies, downing her first shot and shoving the glass back at the bartender. And then it didn't. I thought that was nearly foolproof, Calloan says in surprise. So did I, wails Colonia. Therapeutic massage! That lovely boy all naked and covered in oil is Dameron made of stone. There, there, Calloan says, handing her another glass of strong drink. It was a very good try. Horseshoes and hand grenades, Colonia mutters, and drains half the glass in one go. That felt really good, Finn says, slumping down on top of Poe like a particularly heavy blanket. Poe chuckles. I grabbed the oil as we left, he says smugly. Once you've woken up a little, want to put it on some less appropriate uses? Oh, says Finn, muffled by the sheets. Wow, says Rey, sitting down on Finn's other side and scratching her fingers through his short hair, making him moan a little into the bed. You gotta teach me how to do that. Sure thing, Poe says easily. Rey leans over Finn and kisses Poe sweetly. Padawan, says Luke, I have taught you that Jedi must turn away from all attachments.
So you've said, Master,
Rey replies solemnly.
Yet I do not think that it is wise to turn away from all attachments,
Luke continues.
Bonds of love may well bind us to the light, if we choose our lovers wisely.
I understand, Master, Rey says calmly.
And it is not wise to refrain from speaking of such ties, should they occur,
Luke continues, a little desperately.
To wait too long is to lose all chance at speaking.
Oh, Rey says, and puts a hand on Luke's arm. Oh, Master, I am sure Han knew you loved him as a brother. He did not blame you for leaving, not for anything.
Ah, says Luke. Thank you, Rey.
There is a short pause.
Let us resume our meditation.
Yes, Master, says Rey serenely.
He said what?
Poe asks incredulously.
It was so awkward,
Rey wails.
I thought Jedi were supposed to disdain all attachments,
Finn says.
Hand me that hair tie.
Rey hands up a hair tie and waits while Finn carefully finishes putting her hair into its customary knots, then takes the remaining loose lock and swiftly plaits it into a Padawan's braid.
They are,
she says.
I was sure General Leia would have told him,
Poe marvels.
Hey, Poe,
Snap says.
Doesn't that shirt look nice on Finn?
Huh? Says Poe, looking up from his dinner.
Yeah, it... Wait. Finn! Are you stealing my clothes again?
You're almost closer, and I got slime during hand-to-hand,
Finn says, dropping down next to Poe with a broad grin.
Closer by what, 2 meters?
Poe gripes.
What do you mean, slimed?
You know those new recruits? The ones with the green skin?
Yeah, they slime when they're scared,
Finn says, wrinkling his nose.
Oh, ick, says Poe. Oh, cref,
sighs Snap.
My room was closer,
Poe asks, grinning.
Well, if I'd said all my clothes are in your room anyway, that would have been a bit of a clue, wouldn't it?
Finn replies, shrugging.
Point. Is there a slimed shirt in my sink?
Of course not, Finn says, offended. It's in the wash,
and so's the rest of your laundry. Oops,
says Poe sheepishly.
I meant to do that this morning. Thanks, buddy.
Welcome, Finn says. And I hope none of them notice that you're wearing my pants anyhow.
Other people don't look at my ass as much as you do,
Poe suggests.
Now I know that's a lie,
Finn laughs.
So, today is the day, Leia says cheerfully.
Yep, says Rey gleefully. How much is the betting pool again?
8,000 credits and bragging rights,
Leia tells her smugly.
That divides nicely 4 ways,
Poe says, slinging an arm around each of his spouse's shoulders.
What are you guys going to spend your 2,000 credits on?
I'm taking you to that restaurant on Yavin 4 you were telling us about, Rey says promptly. The one where they bring you 50 little plates and you just keep eating until you can't anymore.
I'm going to get you a new jacket,
Finn says happily.
You guys are terrifyingly adorable,
Poe informs them, and kisses each of them in turn. Leia clears her throat. Shall we do this thing?
Oh yeah, Poe says. Happy 1-year anniversary, buddies.
Happy anniversary, Finn says, as Leia opens the door to reveal the surprise party with its enormous banner reading,
Will You Kiss Already?
Poe and Finn and Rey pause in the doorway, arms around each other, grinning at the crowded room. Jess, near the front of the crowd, blinks and says,
Wait, are you...
Poe hauls his spouses into a 3-way kiss and muffles his laughter against their willing lips. Leia says smugly,
ladies, gentlemen, and other beings. I give you the Damerins.
Kluna's brass balls! Yells Snap. When the criff did you assholes get married?
Poe doesn't bother to answer. Ray's doing that thing with her tongue, and Finn is moaning, and that is vastly more important than gloating any day. The end.